I guess actually we've probably hit all of them. What,
what are they to me?
Yeah.
Broad Street, Walton Way, Central Avenue, Wrightsboro, Washington Road.
Those would be the big, big ones. Okay, and some of the neighborhood streets that are kind of important, that are kind of significant.
To me?
Yeah.
Highland Avenue, Lake Forest Drive, Walton Way Extension. That's about it, I guess. Montesano.
Okay. Okay. Oh, if you have to, let me see, the place where a train passes over a street, call that a?
Viaduct.
Viaduct. Okay, what about a place where another street passes over a street?
Oh, that's a viaduct. That's a trestle. No, I would call that a train trestle.
You call that a trestle when it goes over a street?
Yeah, if it's a train.
If it's for a train.
Uh-huh, and if it's a road over a road, I call it a viaduct.
A viaduct.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about if it's a train trestle over water?
I call it a trestle.
That's still a trestle.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a road over water?
I don't know what a bridge.
Okay. Okay. Oh, what about if it's a road underneath an interstate?
It's an underpass.
You call that an underpass?
Yeah.
But only if it was underneath an interstate?
No, I guess I'd call it an underpass, whatever it was, or whatever it went under.
Okay, and even if it went under the, let's say, a viaduct, would you call that an underpass sometimes?
No, I'd call that the road.
Okay.
The viaduct.
Is the part? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
What I want to say is the viaduct is the exception. Everything else is the road.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Next to the curbing.
Next to the curbing. How do you? What do you call that kind of parking?
Parallel.
Parallel parking. Okay. And then we've already talked about fire hydrants. What kind of parking do you do with the shopping centers?
It's diagonal parking.
Diagonal parking. What about if you go downtown and park on Broad Street?
Well, it used to be diagonal parking. Now it's parallel.
Okay. Let me see, a building that you might park in downtown?
Garage.
You call that a garage always. Okay. Oh, yeah, and the thing that you park your car in, okay, if you're driving on Broad Street and you've got one of those little
slots. Parking place.
Call it a parking place. Would you ever call it a car park?
No.
Okay.
I never heard that.
Okay. And you've never heard it. That's interesting, too. Okay. What are some of the biggest, largest and tallest buildings in town?
Southern Finance, Georgia Railroad, First National, Executive House, I guess.
Executive House, okay. And what do you call a passageway behind a building downtown?
An alley.
An alley, okay. What if it's in between two big buildings?
That's what I mean. You know, like by the Imperial or Snappy's, that thing's the alley.
Okay, that's between two buildings,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Is that going from the street towards the back of the buildings?
Yeah.
Okay, what if it's in back of the buildings from one side to the other? That's a service alley.
If it runs parallel to the main street, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a service alley.
Okay, but